What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech. Headset too close to the microphone. There we go. Currency, San Jose Global Company. It's a fintech industry company, of course. They've got full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Well, when it
who's
comes
to your
to,
left, Bill?
What's that when it comes to finance? This is pretty amazing because we have the godfather of finance right here.
Right.
Yeah. Right here. He's fitness and finances. He's both.
Yeah.
Carson Schott is in studio with us right now.
Yes, he is.
The godfather of 1890 and of currency. And he also is the one that has totally taken over the Sand Hills Event Center. And then he also is running Sand Hills Global in his free time.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, in my free time.
Are you going out to the event center today?
No.
We envision this as if you go every day out to the event center.
I go out there and check to make all the signs and everything.
Signs and walk around. You ever just walk around, walk the grounds?
Yep.
Were you out there for the Ag Expo at all?
No, I wasn't.
Listen to Carson.
No, I was not.
No. Would you have keys to everything?
No.
Do you have keys? Why not? Remember the janitor key ring? Those are incredible. Carson walking around with the keys to every building.
It looks so weird with your suit.
It's the suit.
Nice suit on, carrying a big old key ring like I'm a janitor.
Just letting us into different rooms. Over here, we're getting this. The manure room. This is where they have to put all the manure and stuff.
Very confusing,
but it makes sense to us, Carson. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Carson is here for Bill's Thrills, right?
He's here for Bill's Thrills.
Let's do this. Here we go. Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah, is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
King of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and hallways. Whew. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204.
Carson, if you're looking for someone, you'd want to have Randy around because you guys have met. You guys are both here for the party.
He does basements.
He does basements. It's about time, isn't it?
It is.
So, Carl, I'll connect that up. And then also, real quick, let's hit on that cinnamon roll thing was so out of control like that. So hit Sammy up if you can to order those cinnamon rolls for Christmas, 712-899-0568. And just use the code EARLYBREAK. It'll get you 45 cents off of the complete package.
And she's in Storm Lake, Iowa.
No, she's not. Sybil's confused. She has a Iowa.
She's a 712 area code
that you can still live in Nebraska, but
she's
still
a
have
man
a
soul. Yeah.
He thought you had. This is like back in the day when you called that landline.
There's no landline anymore.
So
she's in Harlan, Iowa. But she can bring those.
She's right here. Randy brings them in. Here's the deal. If you talk to Sam today at that number. Give you 712-899-0568. Randy will deliver the cinnamon rolls to you warm. So that's
and
quite
you got to yell Randy. You got to yell at him also.
Yes, yeah, yell at him.
Randy today sounded like a dead donkey. Yeah. What? A donkey dying is what it sounds like.
So sweet, you know, it's hard.
It'd be awesome. So Carson's here. I was on the phone with him yesterday. He got a great time to come in, and for a couple reasons.
Yeah, what's going on?
One is to have Carson talk about what 1890 and how they bridged the gap and the incredible staff he had. I had a great conversation with Matt Davis, and he'll be in also, but Matt was incredible on this. So Matt and Carson ran 1890, and then now it's different, but people want to know kind of what's going on, why the change, but also the important thing is, and Carson won't want to talk about it in that positive of about himself, but 1890 basically was the segue that saved everything. And so they're the ones that got us to the next stage. If you don't have 1890, Nebraska sports would be set back, you know, 15 years. And instead, the Peds, Carson, and obviously Matt got that all taken care of. So just tell us a little bit about the transition you're in right now.
Yeah. So, you know, it kind of goes back to the implementation of the house settlement, you know, back in July.
July.
Yep. Yep. And so what happened with the settlement was the point of that was to, you know, not only share the $20.5 million, but also operationally started to limit what the collectives could do. And so we knew right kind of from the beginning of the settlement what we were going to be able to do and what we were not going to be able to do. But then there was a lot of, further enforcement that needed to be kind of clarified and more guidance needed to be kind of provided as we kind of move down that path. So we figured, we would continue on, and there were things that we were able to do operationally to deploy money as we headed into the fall. We were still able to be a benefit, to our sports programs in different ways. But, as the, enforcement started to kind of finalize and our operations, what we were able to do operationally began to dwindle, it kind of made sense to go to that next transition. It was very much of a mutual thing between us and Husker Athletics, because, they had a plan with their multimedia rights provider Playfly to be able to deploy money, that soft cap money, what they've talked about.
$8 million.
Yep. Soft cap. Explain that.
Yep. So it's any money that is provided from outside of the institution. So when you're talking the $20.5 million, it's anything above and beyond that from NIL deals, from traditional NIL deals. And so that can be through Playfly. That could be through their corporate sponsors. That can be through,
Adidas.
It can be through Adidas. It can be through Sandhills Global. It could be through whoever. And so when they talk about maximizing cap money, that's where, what they're talking about is when you hear about these rosters, around the country, $25, $30 million, that's what they're talking about is being able to, reallocate money from their multimedia rights provider, as well as maximize the additional NIL opportunities to those student athletes. And so, from an operations point of view, it made sense for them to kind of focus their resources and efforts on that. With the limited amount of things that we could do and can continue to do, it didn't make sense for us to continue because the impact that we were going to have was going to continue to be diminished, and so it made for a good time to kind of, move on to that next step. So
the way I understand it, so if you're just talking about the sport of football would have about $16 million of rev share plus what you're talking about Playfly. That's my understanding is an additional $8 million. Yep. You don't have to say yet. That's my understanding.
Yeah.
Is that ballpark?
Yep.
Sound right? Yep. So that's why when Rule says we're in the $25 million range, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Because that is essentially revenue that was slated for, the athletic department that will instead be held with Playfly and reallocated that way.
If you have that number right now and just ballpark it, is you feel that is what every school will be at, or is there some schools that there's still that you hear about the notorious third lane?
Yeah.
What's that look like?
Yeah.
The third lane is pretty much you just, ignoring, you know, the clearinghouse, kind of the guidance from the CSC. You know, for a lot of institutions that are connected closely with their collectives, that's not going to be the direction that they want to go. All of these institutions, when they opt into the settlement, they're abiding by the terms of the settlement. And part of the terms of the settlement are, you know, all of the enforcement things, you know, and abiding by, you know, essentially following the rules. And there becomes harsh penalties when you don't follow the rules. You know,
who's levying penalties now? Is it the CSC, which stands for what, by the way? The
College Sports Commission.
Do they have a enforcement body?
Yes, they do. You know, it's a small group of people,
and they're backed up, right?
Yes,
they're
backed up by the NCAA. You know,
no, I mean backed up means they're overloaded with work.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't ask that question. Right?
No.
One of the issues is that when you turn things in, it doesn't get put back to you, and that's where the third lane people are saying, we're just going to shoot first, ask questions later. We're going to do it, and then ask for forgiveness later if it doesn't go through how we think it should be.
Yep. You saw a report out a couple months ago about, you know, some collectives in the South, you know, in the ACC and the Southeastern Conference that basically stated that they weren't going to, you know, essentially abide by, you know, that guidance. And so, but that was never going to be the case for us. We wanted to be good partners. We didn't want to, you know, put the university in any kind of jeopardy either, you know, and that's why we worked very closely with, you know, everybody over there in athletics to make sure that we were doing things the right way, that
compliance.
We were deploying money the right way. And, you know, ultimately we want to be a benefit, not a hindrance to what we were trying to achieve. And that was to, you know, essentially retain and recruit the best student athletes and give Nebraska the best chance to win. So
walk us back. The P's got involved in what year?
It would have been 2022.
Right. Okay.
Is when they came up with this, you know, this plan to form the collective. Where that was, you know, kind of the transition from Scott.
From ABM.
Yeah, from ABM.
So it's a little history lesson here. It started with ABM.
Yep.
And offices over in the Haymarket.
Right.
Run by Jared Lambrecht. And they did a great job.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, Jared was way out in front on this. He's very cutting edge. And then it folded into Sandhills, basically.
Right. So, I mean, with that transition, with the coaching transition, you know, they were going to step away. You know, Jared and ABM were going to step away from that. And so there was definitely a need. And so when Tom and Sean came up with this idea, they reached out to Matt Davison, who, you know, Matt Davison's experience in fundraising and his knowledge within athletics, I think, is underestimated.
You went over that with me yesterday. Yes. You just said his level of connections was one of the things that jump-started.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
100%. I mean, yeah. I mean, his experience going back to Learfield when he was selling, you know, for the multimedia rights provider at the time, his connection, again, his experience with, you know, what he did for Go Big, for the Go Big project.
I don't think that project goes without him.
No.
I don't think it's finalized without him.
No. And really.
And what an advantage it is now, because you couldn't push that through now.
Right.
It'd be very tough. Got it done very at the right time. So Matt killed it in that area.
And really, Joe Selig then on the other end of that, you know, Joe Selig was retiring from the University Foundation at the time. Mm-hmm. And Joe's experience goes back decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, he started as a student manager in the late 1970s, you know, for the football team. Mm-hmm. And kind of worked in ticket, you know, in the ticket office, and became associate AD, and then became an interim AD for a brief period of time between Bill Byrne and mm-hmm. and Steve Peterson, and then moved into the foundation. So, I mean, he has been involved with countless capital projects, you know, within the athletic department, on campus. Again, the connections and the experience that those two brought to this thing, I think was critical at a time when we really didn't have a lot of support from, you know, the athletic department at that time.
It was Trev.
Yeah. It's fine. That's a fact.
Said it out loud.
That's the name.
Trev Albert. There was a major change when the athletic directors changed on how that worked from what it was prior to what it is now.
Yep. When Troy came, it really, you know, the scale of the collective really exploded then, because he embraced it. He opened up, you know, kind of a Husker Athletic Fund and kind of all of his resources to us. And we were able to kind of, you know, it really scale what it is today, what it was, you know, based off of his support. And so that was kind of the time period I came down, is when the collective was kind of scaling. It was growing. It was to, you know, help support the collective in any way I could to, you know, really allow Joe and Matt to continue to do the things that they were really good at. And that was, you know, the relationships that they had fostered over decades, and continuing to drive the mission to, you know, our supporters was critical in that time, because as the scale was growing, so was the demand to be able to fund, you know, some of these programs. Yeah. And so, I really can't say enough about them. I mean,
we can't say enough about you.
Yeah.
Like I said, you guys are big fans.
I'm a cog in the wheel.
The segue that they did, if they didn't happen, you know, like I said, who was going to do that part? And then also to have it set up at the level that they already had all the lawyers, all the different things through Sandhills. Imagine all of a sudden, like, okay, we need to get a collective. What do you need now? We'll need some lawyers. Where are you going to find them at? I don't know. Put something out on Facebook. See if someone's available.
Accountants.
Accountant. I mean, it was all in-house.
Yeah,
and so it was
fortuitous.
Nothing was outsourced. It was all done by at one place, which was absolutely remarkable. And I'd imagine there's a lot of things even now that we'd be like, okay, the stories would be fun in 10 years to say all the things that went. There's some stuff. It's like there's stuff that, like, right now that we don't want to know as far as like what's going on in the real world. It's kind of the same thing with this. It was a crazy time that you'd talk about and go, you wouldn't believe what the things that we heard from other places.
Handled well by Nebraska, though.
Yeah.
How fortuitous. I mean. How fortuitous to have the Peds, to have Carson, to have Matt, to have Selig, to have that whole team.
I also want to, you know, Veronica. Our office, Emily, you know, Bowen. I mean, incredible, you know, incredible workers for us. You know, they were able to do, we couldn't have done that part, you know, without them as well. You know, we were bugging them late, you know, late nights, you know.
There's no, we'll get it on Monday.
Yeah.
Not when it's Friday and something has to be done.
Right.
There's none of that happening.
I mean, you get into this portal season and things are moving fast. And
they were
on
call 24/7. Carson Schott had a separate phone.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
A burner phone.
It was a bat phone.
How hard you lean on Veronica.
Yeah. I mean, she did. She did everything from us, from, you know, we provided housing, vehicles, and that type of stuff. But just so she managed a lot of that, you know, for us, getting the athletes to do things from a fulfillment standpoint, so that we were being compliant. Mm-hmm. She was
you know, doing all of that stuff.
And, she would handle if the quarterback's curtains weren't the right color. Veronica, we have to get this shade of purple. There's a certain shade of purple that Casey wants, and it's not in there right
now. It's not in there right now. Right. Make it happen.
So, yeah, it was great. Emily would steer the ship from an office perspective, so she was kind of our office manager, making sure everything was, you know, operationally going smoothly, and then we leaned a lot on Veronica on kind of the athlete, touch points, and so...
As I said, the storyline that people don't understand is just how deep this organization had to run. It was just there'll be any sort of a retirement party over at 18, just a block away here, because we would like to attend. Some sort of gathering?
Yeah, we're going to gather one more time for the Michigan State game on January 2nd.
Okay, so we need to be up there. We need to be there.
Why not?
We're not invited.
We're not. It doesn't sound like it. We're not invited ourselves. Remotely interested.
I'll text Carson.
It's incredible.
Which is 100% fine.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we thought we would, because there would be some sort of food, I'm sure, and maybe Aragon would be the ones.
Why not?
They might be the ones that are going to be hosting it.
I don't know how much time we have, Jake.
Not much.
But I mean,
we have plenty.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank, you know, you guys for being such great partners for what you guys did with 1890 in promoting the mission. We had a lot of partners, you know, that we worked with that kind of helped further this mission. I want to especially thank Jonathan Bateman over at Husker Athletics.
Okay.
He was kind of my go-to guy on this. He was my counterpart in all of this. And
Jonathan Bateman.
Thank you.
He's an incredible person. You know, and all the guys in Husker Athletic Fund, from Tyler Kai to Derek Freeman, Ben Kuman, Blake Day, Brandon Stye, all of those guys have been great. Great support for what we do. So,
great.
What
and you're very fit right now. Will you be doing any sort of planks or anything later today? Will you do planks, sort of ab workout?
Probably. Little Pilates.
I'd love to see.
What's that machine called?
What's the Pilates machine called? There's a reformer?
Yes.
Reformer. Well, Carson will be on a reformer here in an hour.
Machine.
Yeah. In his suit.
He is Carson Schott. Now, at Sand Hills Global, of course, was the CEO.
Yeah.
Right,
the CEO.
What were your title?
He's the CEO.
What was your title? 1890.
CEO.
1890.
He runs Sand Hills.
You were the CEO.
Tom and Sean answer to Carson.
This news to Carson.
News to Carson is be news to them, and this will be played back to them.
Yes, Carson, stick around for the game show. We're really late. 464-5685. Call us right now for a chance to win a business box at Bagels. 1890 CEO.
You got it.
All right, today's game show is Nebraska High School Nicknames.
Okay.
Oh, I give you the school. What is their mascot at these schools? 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call to take down Sip and Bill and Carson today in trivia. A lot of people supporting you today.
Carson's the lifeline?
Okay.
He'll be the lifeline.
We have two lifelines.
I don't think that's going to be popular with the caller.
Okay.
We got Derek in a car.
Safety will be also
How do you feel
in.
About Nebraska high school nicknames? They Derek in a car.
High school mascots? Is that it?
That's it. You got it.
100, baby. 100.
Okay.
All right. Carson Schott, lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Derek in a car. First question to you.
Derek.
What is the nickname for Omaha Benson?
Omaha Benson. One of the most unique nicknames from the metro area, of course, even statewide. Wink, is it the Bunnies?
Brilliant!
It is the Bunnies. 1-0 lead for Dave Derek in the car. All right, first question for you, Sip.
Carson.
Carson's in play. What is the nickname for Omaha Scott Catholic High School?
I do not know this, Carson. Scott.
Oh, wow. The
Scott. Scott.
Come on.
Carson, do you know?
No.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
Big rival of Beatrice High School.
I should know this.
Omaha.
Should know it.
Is Scott.
Is it the Fighting Eagles?
That's it, yep.
Yeah. The Fighting Eagles.
The Omaha Scud Fighting Eagles is not correct. Derek, what is the answer for that question?
Well, I hate to end the game so quickly, but I'm going to go with the Skyhawk.
Oh, the game is not over yet. It's not over yet. Yeah. Paul on it.
It was a bird.
This is for the win now. Last question up to zero. Derek, what is the nickname for Ralston?
Oh, my God,
Ralston.
Jake.
Now, I know this one because my second favorite college team kind of has an association with this type of animal as well.
What is it?
That would be Navy, but it's the Rams, Jake.
Good job.
Brilliant.
Carson, I'm sorry.
We call that a buzzsaw right now.
I didn't know Scott either, so I was of no help.
There was nothing. Right. We should have known that one. The Rams I knew and the Bunnies I knew. The one you had to have.
Derek has something to say. We'll go
Derek,
ahead, Derek.
What is it, Derek?
Shut up, buddy. When I beat you and the governor, you guys didn't let me say shut up. So
that's true.
Much respect, you guys. You know how much I love the show. Thank you so much. What did I win? Bagels?
You win a business box of bagels, Derek. Business box.
Oh, my 12 God.
12 bagels, two tubs of cream cheese. Congrats, Derek. All right, Derek wins. That's on the week record of 1-2. Our one yesterday. So
yeah, it's kind of rough. Like I have a really good friend of mine that listens. Him and his boys at Drop Off listen to the show. Like we have hunters that do that. Listen, right. Like their kids are late to school.
Do we have hunters?
And he said now that the kids now they say to their mom, "Shut up, Sipple."
Well, it's sort of rough.
It's been rough for like 10 years now. We've said shut up the whole time. It's always been that.
Yeah,
my mom doesn't like it.
I know.
My mom does not like it.
Carson, thank you.
Thank you, you're the man.
That was great, that was great information.
Great. And then the one last question for you, Carson. People are asked like that. Well, I donated money to 1890. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Where's the money at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's it at?
We've been able to deploy it.
Yeah.
It's spent.
The money's been spent. There's not a big account that you and Davison divided up.
No, there's not a slush fund that we're going to go.
We've got a fund. All of a sudden, Joe Sivig's not walking out with a wad of cash out of the last day of work.
Yeah. Nope.
So good information. People were asking, what happened to my money I gave it? Trust me, it got spent.
It went to work.
It was spent a long time ago, too, wasn't it?
Deployed.
It was.
Deployed.
Thank you, Carson. Hour 3 next with Sean Callahan next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.